Today's warm at a 1.3. Every Monday at this time, we find another organization doing wonderful things in the Rochester area and shed a light on them. And this morning, we're joined by Megan Black of the Junior League's Diaper Bank. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
So explain to me what the Diaper Bank is and what it does and what you need.
The Diaper Bank actually started out as Rock Bottom, City Bottoms. It was out of the garage of a few social workers who knew there was a huge need for diapers here in Rochester. Rochester actually has one of the highest child poverty rates and extreme poverty rates. And without diapers creates this vicious cycle of poverty. Right, kids can't go to daycare or early childhood preschool if they don't have diapers, and then their parents can't go to work. Right, so we actually have the Junior League adopted the Diaper Bank back in 2017 from the social workers who were running it out of their garage, and we've taken it and grown it. We distribute around 20,000 diapers per month to partners in the community who then subsequently get them out to community members.
So how do people hear about you, and how do you get in touch with them to help them, I guess, is the question.
So, like I said, we distribute to partners in the community. So right now, we buy about 90% of the diapers we buy, and we rewrap them and get them out to the community. 10% of diapers are donated if people have loose diapers or if they have packs that they haven't used. You can drop them off at any of our drop-off locations. Right now we've got 4 drop-off locations: Lori's Natural Foods in Henrietta, the JCC Wolk Children's Center in Brighton, the WMCA Northwest, and the Hive. We also, like I said, we accept monetary donations on our website, which is jailroch.org/diaperbank. You can also email us at diaperbank@jailroch.org. We have wrapping parties if you'd like to volunteer. All the help you can give in the world. We need it.
Right. Well, hopefully the word will get out. We'll help get the word out and get some more diapers. I mean, that's a remarkable thing. It's one of those basic needs nobody really thinks about until you absolutely have to think about it, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I had no idea that you need to provide diapers to drop your child off at daycare.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you can't go to work.
All right, Megan, thank you so much, and continued success, and thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Have a lovely week.
You too. If there's an organization you'd like me to highlight, drop me an email, Tony at warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth here on Warm 101.3.